Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene. It is below the Holt Center for the Performing Arts, and they are hosting the 2009 Eugene Mayor's Art Show. We've talked about the jurying system. We've talked about what happened when you didn't get in the show. So today we're dedicating to the show itself. Whenever I see a show like this, I'm always aware of what I'm looking for, and everyone's preference will be different. But this little quote popped up. It's about abstracting, or how an artist transforms what they see onto the canvas or onto sculpture. And this is a little quote, a little interaction by Auguste Rodin. An interviewer was asking him about how he makes judgments from what he sees to what he sculpts. And it goes like this. Auguste Rodin said, "I obey nature in everything, and I never pretend to command her. My only ambition is to be severely faithful to her." The interviewer, "Nevertheless, it is not nature exactly as it is that you evoke in your work." Rodin stopped short, the damp cloth in his hands. "Yes, exactly as it is," he replied, frowning. "You are obliged to alter." "Not a jot," said Rodin. "But after all, the proof that you do change it is this, that the cast would give not at all the same impression as your work." Rodin reflected an instant and said, "That is so, because the cast is less true than my sculpture. It would be impossible for any model to keep an animated pose during all that time that it would take to make a cast from it. But I keep in my mind the ensemble of the pose, and I insist that the model shall conform to my memory of it. More than that, the cast only reproduces the exterior. I reproduce, besides that, the spirit, which is certainly also a part of nature. I see all the truth, and not only that of the outside. I accentuate the lines which best express the spiritual state that I interpret." That's a long ways away around to say that some of the pieces, I think, reflect more to us as viewers, because we are part of the whole creative process, about what the artist is trying to get through, and whether they get some of that energy or whether it's merely a recording of an event.
Well, I have a piece that I wanted to talk about anyway. It is the Best of Show, and it is Fabric, and it is called MRI Builds Brain. And the artist, Marjorie Taylor, has done a series of slices of the brain, I guess, hanging on the wall, embedded in fabric, which I think of as a remarkable example of transferring fearsome matter into another medium, namely art in this case.
I wanted to know what the results of that MRI was. I wanted to know what the guy was thinking.
We don't know. I also wanted to talk about two other pieces that I especially liked. One of them is the Mayor's Choice. It is called Pioneer Couple by Annette Gurgin, an artist whose work I followed for many years. What she does is she takes old black and white family photographs and paints on them, leaving a little bit of the photograph showing through, in this case, the eyes of the pioneer couple.
Right, almost no photograph was showing on this one.
But I thought that was extremely effective. And then I would like to mention a piece that I found extremely moving. It is also, it got a juror's award, and is an altered, very large, colored photograph called Woman with Accordion by Bob Crow, and it shows a woman playing an accordion and singing, and there's also sort of a ghost print of, in black and white, of her hands on the keyboard, but the piece radiates color, red, orange, purple, blue.
It's way beyond typical photograph.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, a couple of my favorites were Brent Burkett, and I think Brent captures the spiritual quality, in this case, of a trailer, a little RV trailer, but it has spirit. It's Velissa Hickman, who has a very tiny little paper cutout, and I think she captures that too. So interesting ways of looking at the show. You kind of find whatever you're looking for.
And it'll be there throughout the month of October in the Jacobs Gallery in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Laurie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way.